Right, this is part three of the Welsh tour, foreign tour. I've got Claire Wakes with me. Hi, Claire.
Hello.
Right, the last boo, I was heading out of Carmarthen after a very different experience of a foreign network there. And I was about, I think it was about 100 miles or something to get back to Chepstow, which is the next destination. It took about an hour and a half to get there. But
100 miles, really?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. 90 something, that's for sure.
Really?
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it was fine. Arrived fine. It was Chepstow's a bit of an unusual town centre, and this hotel was tucked away. I couldn't find it.
What does that mean, Chepstow's an unusual town centre?
I mean, it was like on a very steep hill. We had it, for being a small town, it had a one way system in it that was just unusual. And the place I was headed for, the hotel, when I got there, it was a restaurant, not the hotel. So obviously the...
It's got two entrances, isn't it? Back and
the
front.
No, it was actually the wrong place. I had to get the site, the website for the hotel up to actually get the directions off that to find it. It was really weird.
So you mean your iPad let you down, is what you
mean? And I think you find it's Google Maps, probably. But anyway.
Okay.
Just to throw that one back over to you. For listeners there, Claire's a big Google fan and not an iPad fan. I, on the other hand, am ambidextrous. I mean, I don't care. I just want to use the technology, really. Anyway, Chepstow was great. We had a few conversations in the afternoon. Did some forend work, some confirms for St Albans. Made a few arrangements. Wrote a blog post, which was good. Did a bit of work in the bar there on the iPad. They had Wi-Fi, which was good as well. And then in the evening, met up with Peter Maynard and Lucy Scott. We went to the local Wetherspoons there in Chepstow and had a few drinks and... fortunately, the destination for the meeting in the morning was the Chepstow race course, so that wasn't very far away. So it was quite easy, going to be quite easy to get to. So it was a reasonably late night, but I wasn't having breakfast at the hotel, so just in case getting up and going there really. but the race course quite good, isn't it? But once again, I found myself trying to drive into someone's house. as Google Maps once again failed me. And then I realised that having turned back and gone back towards the roundabout, that the actual race course was just off the roundabout. but in my...
Did you put in your Google Maps search the postcode?
Yeah.
Chepstow race course and the postcode, and then it would pinpoint the right place.
Yeah, okay, well, next time I'll know where I'm going anyway. But yeah, it was
back home.
Well, we'll come on to the visit to the Clantrisson golf course later, Claire. Maybe we can maybe you can help us out with how easy that was to find.
I can't hear you. I wonder if this is still being recorded.
Yes, it's still being recorded.
Oh, cool, because I didn't hear anything that you just said.
Anyway,
oh. Carry on. So,
I was just saying that basically we'll come on to the accuracy of Google Maps a bit later when we talk about your trip to the Clantrisson golf course.
I wasn't using Google Maps, but anyway.
Yep. Anyway, this is a little. We've had a bit of a pause in here while we've been doing this, which is quite interesting. But anyway, so the meeting at Chepstow was fantastic. There was a lot of people in there. We had Sledge, which Peter Gabriel, the Empress Michelle Daly, King Baz was there, Phil Cheeseman, Sarah Russell, Leslie White. These are all people you don't know. Neville Horn was there. Hannah Skehan, who's actually works for Chepstow Racecourse. So some really good people. And Chepstow Cupcake, of course, who was down in Rickmansworth some time ago. So great meeting there, but I want to come back in the next boo to talk about Link for Growth, which is when you came into the scene again.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye.